Culture.
Internet culture. Honey, will you be home for dinner? Traditional housewives have cooked up a new recipe for online celebrity.
How long does it take to make a grilled cheese sandwich? The answer for most is about 10 minutes. But for Hannah Nealman, a housewife turned social media star, the process can take days. Miss Nealman makes everything from scratch, milling her own flour and milking cows. Then she performs a fiddly routine of stirring and simmering. Finally, exhausted, she stuffs homemade cheese into freshly baked bread and tells her 8 children to tuck in. When she's not busy making sandwiches, Miss Nealman posts videos of them on TikTok, a social media app. Her grilled cheese recipe has more than 50 million views. She is part of a cohort of traditional housewives who show women how to look after their homes and husbands, make wild blueberry compotes, wear floral frocks and use words like fresh and frolicking. The hashtag tradwife has been viewed more than 600 million times on TikTok. For all its perfume, not everyone will find the content intoxicating. Recent tradwife posts include 4 ways to honour your husband, reminder, masculine men like feminine women, and feminism is not freedom. Religion is often used to support such assertions. Last December, Jasmine Dinis, an Australian housewife, told her followers on X to remember this Christmas that Jesus was unvaxxed. People do not seem put off, however. Fans belong to a generation of young women who are better educated and more liberal than their male peers and who have fewer barriers to successful careers than women before them. Yet they gush over pristine kitchens and heavenly afternoon snacks. My dream life, one commented under a video of sourdough bread. The trend is partly born from a COVID-era fascination with elaborate recipes and cleaning regimes. But the idealisation of domesticity has a long history, notes Maggie Andrews, an emeritus professor at the University of Worcester. Matrons have been offering advice for more than 100 years. Think of Fanny Craddock, a British television cook who rose to fame in the 1950s. Or Marion Harland, an American writer who penned best-selling domestic manuals in the 1890s. The secret of a happy home, she wrote, is family music, family religion, and the family purse. Housewifery can sell. Miss Harland was the face of early advertisements for Jell-O, suggesting even women who cannot cook would be fine if supplied with Jell-O and common sense. Today's marketing is more elaborate. Miss Nealman sells tables similar to those seen in her kitchen. Housewives have also long sold staunchly conservative beliefs. In the autobiography she wrote with her husband, Miss Craddock called herself an anti-feminist. Down with equality, we say. Phyllis Schlafly, an American housewife, lawyer and conservative campaigner, claimed in the 1970s that traditional gender roles were liberating. Women still do most of the housework and childcare in every country. Those searching for fresh recipes or cleaning advice may enjoy venturing inside the homes of TikTok's tradwives. They should leave their shoes, but not their scepticism, at the door.